Welcome in. In this lesson, we're going to build that jungle, old-school DNB snare snap that feels like it came out of a resampled break, not just a clean modern snare with distortion, but that printed, slightly crushed, transient forward smack where you can almost hear the sampler and the workflow behind it. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12, and the core idea is simple: make a clean snap first, destroy it with a crunchy chain, print it to audio, then treat that printed audio like it's your new source. That print and reload step is the whole vibe. Let's set up the session. Set your tempo to somewhere in the 170 to 174 range. I'm going to park us at 172 BPM. Now create three tracks. First, a MIDI track called Snare Snap, MIDI. This is the sound we're going to build and then punish with processing. Second, an audio track called Resample Print. This is our print lane, our commit button. Third, another MIDI track called Snare Final, simpler. This is where the resampled hit becomes a proper playable instrument again. Optional but highly recommended. Drop a break on an audio track. Amen style, think break, anything crunchy. Because jungle decisions don't happen in a vacuum. A snare can sound amazing solo and totally disappear the second a break and a bass line show up. Alright, step 1. Build a clean snare snap source. The key here is, make it controllable and a bit too clean on purpose. We want the transient to be solid before we do any lo-fi stuff. Quick option. Take a clean snare one shot and drop it into simpler on the snare snap MIDI track. More engineered option. Layer a click with a body. So, on snare snap, make an instrument rack with two chains. Chain 1 is your click. A rim. A super short hat transient. Even a tiny tick. Chain 2 is the body. A snare sample or a short noise burst. Either way, open simpler and set it up like a drum machine. One-shot mode. Warp off. This is huge. Warp is great for loops. For one-shots it can slightly soften the front edge, and we are doing a transient lesson, so keep it crisp. Set voices to 1, so it behaves like a one-hit. No overlapping nonsense unless you want it. Now filtering. Turn the filter on. Go for a steep high pass. HB 24. Set the frequency somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. This is one of those jungle mixing habits. Your added snap shouldn't be fighting the low end. Let the kick, subs, and the breaks low mid do their thing. Now the amp envelope. Attack basically 0. If you need to tame clicks later, we'll do it with a micro fade, not with a slow attack. Decay around 90 to 160 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down. Release around 30 to 60 milliseconds. Check the goal. Right now it should feel a bit plain. Almost too polite. Perfect. Now step 2. Add the sampled hardware crunch chain. And we're building this in a way that's easy to print. On the snare snap MIDI track, add these devices in order. First, saturator. Set the mode to analog clip. Drive it somewhere between +4 and +10 dB. Push it until the snare starts to bite. You want edge, not total destruction yet. Turn soft clip on. If you see a DC filter option, turn it on as well. It can help keep things tidy, especially after heavy processing. Second, redux. This is the old sampler energy. Start with bit reduction around 10 bits, with a range of 8 to 12 depending on how rude you want it. Downsample around 2.2 to start, anywhere from 1.5 up to 3.5. And here's the big teacher tip. Don't go 100% wet right away. Try 30 to 60% dry slash wet so you keep the clean transient shape but you're blending in that grainy chew. Third, EQ 8. High pass again, around 140 to 220 Hz. Yes, again, because saturation and redux can reintroduce low junk and we're keeping this layer lean. Then add a presence boost, a bell around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz, +2 to +5 dB, with a medium Q, say 0.7 to 1.2. This is where the snap speaks through a busy break. Then check the top end. If it gets fizzy or sandpapery, do a gentle high shelf down around 10 to 14 kHz by 1 to 3 dB. Extra coach move right here. If the snare is getting spitty, don't only fix it after. Try controlling what hits redux. Put a gentle low pass before redux, like 12 to 14 kHz, so the reducer isn't chewing ultra-high fizz. Then you can bring back a touch of brightness after with a EQ if you need it. Fourth, drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Transient up, and don't be shy. +10 to +35 can be the magic for that crack. Boom off or extremely low. This is a snap layer, not a sub-snare. Now again staging reality check before we print. Keep your track from clipping. Crunch is good. Accidental digital overs can be ugly in the wrong way. When we print, we're aiming for peaks roughly around -6 to -3 dBFS on the resample track. That gives you headroom and keeps the vibe intentional. Step 3. Resample. Print the crunch to audio. Go to the Resample Print Audio track. Set audio from to snare snap, and to make sure you choose Post Effects. Post Effects is the whole point. We are printing the processing, not the clean sample. Set monitor to in. Arm the Resample Print track. Now solo snare snap so you only print what you intend. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on snare snap with hits on 2 and 4. Or do UH repeated hits in the bar, whichever you prefer. And here's an important nuance. Use slightly different velocities across those hits. Even subtle differences. Because saturator and redux respond differently per hit. That's how you get that sampled from a break realism instead of a copy-pasted robot snare. Hit record and capture a bar or two. Step 4. Edit the resampled audio like a break editor. On the recorded audio in Resample Print, listen through and choose the best hit. You're looking for the most aggressive transient without a nasty fizzy tearing on the top. Once you've found it, crop to that hit so you've got a clean sample. In Live, let's right-click and crop sample. In Clip View, turn Warp off. Again, we are protecting transients. Add a tiny fade-in, like 0.2 to 1 millisecond. This prevents clicks without dulling the attack. If you need to, consolidate so it becomes a clean file you can drag around easily. Taste guideline. Don't over-trim the tail. Jungle snares often have that slightly choked, printed tail, but if you cut too hard it becomes a click sitting on top of your break. Aim for a tail around 120 to 200 milliseconds, depending on how busy your drums are. Step 5. Reload into Simpler and treat it like a jungle sampler. Drag that cropped printed hit onto your snare final Simpler MIDI track. Set Simpler again to one shot. Warp off. Now envelop shaping, but notice the mindset shift. We're no longer sound designing the chain. We're treating the print like a new source, like you sampled it off wax or ripped it from a break and now you're just shaping it to fit the tune. Set amp envelope to something like attack 0, decay around 100 to 180 milliseconds, release around 40 to 80 milliseconds. Now pitch. This is a classic move. Try pitching down 1 to 3 semitones for heavier jungle weight. Or if your break is super dark and your bass is huge, try pitching up 1 semitone so it cuts through without needing brute volume. Add a little movement so it doesn't machine gun. Turn up velocity to volume around 10 to 25%. Now your programming feels alive. If you have pitch random available, keep it microscopic. Think a couple cents, not a chorus effect. The point is inconsistent sampler hits, not out-of-tune drums. Optional extra spice. A tiny pitch envelope drop. Start a few cents sharp and fall quickly in the first 10 to 30 milliseconds. That can add perceived smack without piling on more transient processing. Step 6. Make it sit with breaks. This is where it becomes jungle, not just a snare demo. Put your break loop running. Maybe it's straight, maybe it's chopped, but keep it rolling. Now program snare final on 2 and 4 to reinforce the backbeat. Then try one ghost strategy. Add a quiet pre-hit, like a 1/16 early. But only every other bar. That not every time detail is what makes old patterns breathe. Now bussing. Route your break and snare final into a drum group. On the group, add glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds. Release auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the snare hits. Not crushing. Just knitting. Then add a saturator on the group. Drive +1 to +4 dB. Soft clip on. If it gets boxy, do a small cut around 200 to 300 Hz on the group EQ. Now the classic jungle spatial trick. Tiny room. Make a reverb send with hybrid reverb. Choose room or chamber. Decay 0.3 to 0.7 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the sap stays forward and the space sits behind it. High pass the reverb, around 300 to 600 Hz so you're not fobbing up the low end. Send just a little snare to it. You want a hint of room, not a wash. Bonus step 7. Double print for extra grit. If it still feels too clean, do a second generation print. This is one of those old school secrets. Resampling something that's already been resampled tends to glue the harshness in a very 90s way. Take snare final, run it through lighter crunch, redux maybe 12-bit. Downsample 1.2 to 2.0, mix 20 to 40%. Saturator drive +2 to +5 dB. Print it again, crop again, reload again. That second generation often gives you that it's not just distorted, it's been through a process sound. Quick common mistakes to avoid while you work. If warp is on for your one shot, you'll often lose the exact transient you're trying to celebrate. If you go too extreme on bit reduction, like 4 to 6 bits fully wet, you'll get fizzy noise instead of crunchy snap. If you don't high pass, your snare will fight the bass and kick and your whole roller turns to mud. If you overcompress the snare by itself, it can get smaller. In jungle, The bus glue often does more than crushing the single hit, and if you print too hot, you might get ugly clipping that you didn't mean. Again, peaks around -6 to -3 dBFS is a great target. Now a quick practice challenge to lock the workflow in. Make 3 resampled snares. One at 12-bit with light downsample, cleaner. One at 10-bit with medium downsample, classic crunch. One at 8-bit with heavier downsample plus more drum bus transient, aggressive. Put the same break underneath, same pattern, and only adjust 3 things. Pitch, plus or minus 3 semitones. Amp decay, 90 to 180 milliseconds. And a tiny send to that short room. Pick the one that cuts through the break without you having to crank the fader. That's the whole game. Perceived loudness and placement. Not raw level. Let's recap the workflow so it becomes muscle memory. Clean snap first and simpler. One shot. Warp off. Crunch chain. Saturator into redux into EQ into drum bus. Resample post effects into a dedicated print lane at sensible levels. Edit tightly. Tiny fade in. Keep a usable tail. Reload into simpler and do your musical decisions there. Pitch. Envelope. Velocity response. Then mix it in a break layer drum bus with subtle glue and a tiny room. If you tell me what break you're using, like Amen or Think, and whether you're going for a roller or more dark side tech step energy, I can suggest a pitch range and the exact presence window to protect, so your snap stays loud without sounding too new.